Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 32. Here is the extracted text from the image. Georgia, Warfawn County. State of Georgia, versus in the Superior Court of Fulton County. Leo M. Frank. Georgia. Written questions to be propounded to J.J. Nunnally, ESQ, W.L. Ricker, ESQ, Virgil Harris, ESQ, and XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX 23rd, 1915, and particularly the likeness in said clipping of A.H. Hensley? A. Yes. 2. Q. Do you know A. Hensley? A. Yes. 3. Q. Do you recall whether or not A. Hensley was in Monroe, Georgia? Between the time of the murder of Mary Fagan, as reported in the papers, and the time of the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, to wit, July 28, 1913. A. He was 4. Q. Did you hear A.A. Hensley make any statements in connection with the guilt of Leo M. Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan? And if so, what were those statements? What impressed me was that Hensley was the most vehement in his expressions as to the guilt of Leo M. Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan of any person I had heard talk about it. The Fagan murder was at the time the particular topic of conversation generally. A great many people were discussing it, and many were denouncing Frank as guilty, particularly traveling men. Hensley was the most bitter of any. For about 2.5 hours in my place of business, Hensley argued Frank's guilt in this murder case. In talking about the outcome of the case, he made the statement which, to the best of my recollection, was that if the jury should turn Frank out, he, Frank, would not get out of Atlanta alive. 233.